the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. So welcome to This special episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Why today is so special? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Zahra. Peace be upon her.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
I wish to extend my congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her.
The one and only daughter of Taha wa Yasin, the best of daughters given to Ummul Mu'mineen. We ask you to intercede for us on Qiyamah, so that with you we may also enter Jannah.
Today, Sunday, is the 20th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations on birthday anniversary of Great Lady Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her. Naming Fatima Zahra. Naming newborn children is considered a principal divine rule. People's names vary according to different times, generations, and languages. There may also be a relationship between the name and its meaning. Nevertheless, advocates of Allah's religion give names special importance. Now, let's take a look at the narration which discuss naming Fatima Zahra, plus the reason for giving her these names. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Fatima has nine names near Allah, exalted be his name. They are Fatima, Siddiqa, that means the honest, Al-Mubaraka, that means the blessed one, At-Tahira, that means the virtuous, Az-Zakiyya, that means the chaste, Ar-Raziyatul Marziya, that means she who is gratified and who shall be satisfied, Al-Muhaddatha, a person other than a prophet that the angels speak to, Az-Zahra, that means the splendid. Imam Reza, quoting his father, said, The Messenger of Allah said, O Fatima, do you know why you have been given the name Fatima? Imam Ali said, Why was she named Fatima? He replied, Because she, Fatima to Zahra, and her followers, the Shiites, are protected from hell.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana istain. In this episode, we are going to talk about the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha. In the Islamic religion and Islamic history, we find that there has been only one female infallible figure and personality, and that specific and special figure was none but Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, it must be indicated that he is the only female infallible figure in the list of infallible personalities. And this indicates that ladies and women may have higher and higher status and very much important religious positions in Muslim communities. And at the same time, it proves that it's quite possible for a lady, for a woman, for a lady, to become a role model not only an infallible personality, I mean in herself, rather, I mean a role model. It must be indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the noblest personality of the whole creation, whenever he encountered his daughter Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha, he kissed her hands, and it shows that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had much more a feeling of respect for her daughter, not in the sense of a father's love and attention in favor of his daughter, rather the status of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha was really very high. At the same time, it's indicated in Bahar al-Anwar and also in Manaqib al-Abi Talib of Ibn Shahra Ashub that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up whenever he noticed Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha approaching him. And this act of standing up was indicative of the unique position of Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamu alayha in the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hope to be able to take lifelong lessons from these indications. Thank you.
Ya man atayta fazidta hubbana أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate.
Father and daughter. Prophet Muhammad and his daughter had an extremely powerful relationship. Even Aisha, the Prophet's wife, has spoken about the strong relationship between Muhammad and Fatima. She said, "Never had I seen anyone like the Messenger of Allah in his solemn way of standing and sitting more than Fatima. May Allah grant her more honors." When she came to see him, he would rise to his feet, take her hand, kiss her, and seat her where he was seated. And when he came in to see her, she would stand up, kiss his feet, kiss him, and seat him where she was seated. Aisha, one of the Prophet Muhammad's wives, has also said, "Never have I seen anyone resembling the Prophet of Allah in his way of speaking and talking better than Fatima." When people threw rocks at the Prophet of Allah, it was Fatima that came and cleaned and helped. And as much as Fatima loved the Prophet, he loved her back. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the happy birthday of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, leader of the women of paradise, the only daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the mother of the leaders of Youth of Paradise, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all. Lady of the Worlds. Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of God, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. In one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad stated, "O Fatima, indeed Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, He would only be angered or pleased righteously." The Prophet's infallible words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicators of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance. In light of his pure quality, Prophet Muhammad also said, O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the lady of the world, the lady of this nation, and the lady of the faithful?
Fatima al-Zahra once asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, when she was married to Ali ibn Abi Talib, she says, Ya Rasulullah, what is the role of the wife and what is the role of the husband? Rasulullah, he says, the role of the wife is the tasks within the house, and the role of the man are the tasks outside of the house. Now, many feminists at this moment, they would probably be giving me very dirty looks. But we have to keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah is not saying that a woman shouldn't work or a woman cannot leave the house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is saying that if you want to achieve the best stability, this is the best way to achieve it. What does Fatima al-Zahra reply? Does she say, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a woman, I want to go out, I want to work, I want to do this and that? The answer that she gives is what a true believer responds when Rasulullah gives a statement. She says, فَلَا يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا دَاخَلَنِي مَنَ السُّرُورِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. No one knows the pleasure I experienced when I heard this statement except Allah. Full submission, even if you don't like it. Allah summarizes the spirit of Iman in one verse. Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبُّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Allah says, true believers are the ones who, whenever there is a dispute, major or minor, they refer to Rasulullah. When the Prophet gives a verdict, they submit wholeheartedly without any, even the slightest aversion in their hearts. Full submission. This was Fatima al-Zahra. Fatima al-Zahra reports that one day I was performing domestic chores. She says, قَدْ مَجَلَتْ يَدَايَ مِنَ الرِّحَى. My hands were full of blisters because of the household chores. What was Ali ibn Abi Talib doing? وَأَبُو الْحَسَنْ يَحْمِلُ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. The Imam alayhi salam, when Fatima al-Zahra was taking care of the domestic chores, was he just sitting and watching? There was cooperation and mutual respect and love. He was performing the child care. He was caring for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. This is a healthy marriage, brothers and sisters. One day, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, he comes to the house. He returns home and he asks Fatima al-Zahra, Oh Fatima, is there any food? She says, Ya Aba al-Hassan, there is not a morsel of food in the house. He tells her, Ya Bint Rasulullah, why didn't you tell me that the house was empty of food, that we don't have food? She says, I didn't want to place a burden on your shoulders. I would always give you my share of the food and I remained hungry. I just drank water. Her demands were very minimal.
Hazrat Fatima Zahra's birth anniversary, celebrated as Women's Day in Islamic Republic of Iran. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the great lady Fatima Zahra, alayha salam. And by that, we say salutations to all of you. Have a nice day.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone, and congratulations to all on the birthday anniversary of the most noble lady ever. The Holy Prophet's daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Today, which is celebrated as Mother's Day and Women's Week in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we now present you some food for thought on how devoted this lady was to God and to humanity, even during her nuptials, in order to save the destitute from the problems of life. On her wedding night, someone knocked on the door and said, "I asked the household of the Prophet to give me an old dress." At first, Fatima thought of giving her old dress, but then remembered the words of God in the Holy Quran, which say, "By no means shall you attain righteousness unless you give freely of that which you love or prefer." Then she gave the poor person her new dress, an act that pleased God and conveyed this divine satisfaction through the Archangel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations on this most auspicious day, which is the day of the birthday of the daughter of the Holy Prophet and the mother of the Imams, alayhimu salam, the Lady Fatima. May God's peace and blessings be upon her. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding the Lady Fatima. We're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, regarding the Lady Fatima. In this beautiful tradition, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says, "Fatima, salutations of Allah be upon her, has nine names before Allah: Fatima, As-Siddiqa, Al-Mubaraka, At-Tahira, Az-Zakiya, Ar-Radiya, Al-Mardiya, Al-Muhaddisa, Az-Zahra." Let's look at these nine names and kind of look at why the Lady Fatima has been called by each of these names. The first name, which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions, is Fatima. Regarding the designation of the Lady Fatima by this name, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet said, "My daughter was named Fatima because Allah, mighty and exalted, has weaned her and weaned those who love her from the fire of hell." Second name which the Imam mentions is As-Siddiqa. This means the truthful one, the veracious one. The word in Arabic, the word Siddiq is it's meant to emphasize the truthfulness of the person, meaning it's something, it indicates and alludes to the fact that the person is very veracious and very truthful, in contrast to the word sadiq, which simply means that the person is truthful. This is the third name that the Imam mentions is Mubarakah, the blessed. In Arabic, the word barakat means, is used to refer to something which seems insignificant but has a lot of good results to it. The next name is At-Tahira, which means that, which refers to the purity and cleanliness, spiritual and bodily, of the person. Then there is Az-Zakiyya, the pure. Then Ar-Radiyya, which is the content, which is could be a reference to one of the verses of the Holy Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, O soul who is content with God and with whom God is content. Then we have Al-Marziyya, the one who pleases Allah. Al-Muhaddisa, the one who speaks to angels. This could be a reference to the fact that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel Gabriel came and would speak to the Lady Fatima and console her. And finally, Az-Zahra, the radiant one, the spiritually radiant one. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the names of the Lady Fatima, alayha salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by
IRIB.
Great, IRIB English Radio, English Radio, yes.
And with the collaboration of Xavier International
Schools Network. And also the students of Xavier International School, yes?
Especially Minhal.
Yes, especially Minhal. Okay. So, as you have been with us during these sessions, Alhamdulillah, we really give thanks to you that you have been following us and listening to all our sessions. Inshallah, I hope that you have learned something, and also our dear students, that we see really they have learned. Alhamdulillah, they have improved. Now they can read the Holy Quran. The reading of the Quran is good with them, okay? And they enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy learning Quran?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. I hope everyone enjoys, and I hope everyone learns it well. So, today, inshallah, we will continue our lessons. Actually, we have a new lesson, okay, that we will be talking about the different characteristics and attributes of letters, okay? So, remember that whenever you want to recite the Holy Quran, you have to pay attention to the attributes of the letters, okay? Because some of the letters are differently pronounced, okay? So from like these sessions that we had been learning, okay, we had been practicing the Quran, we didn't pay attention to these characteristics, okay? These attributes.
Okay.
So two of the attributes we are going to learn today. One of them is called, in Arabic we say Sifatul Isti'la, and the other one is called Sifatul Istifal.
Istifal.
Okay, so Sifatul Isti'la, in English we say the attribute of or the characteristic of elevation. You know what does elevation mean? Huh? No? Okay, so elevation means like someone wants, okay, to be in a higher position.
Uh-huh.
In a higher rank. This is called elevation, to be in a higher position, in a higher rank. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah? For example, you are stepping on the stairs, yeah? As you step, okay, you go higher and higher and higher.
You want to just go up.
Let me tell you a very good hadith, okay? And enjoy it, okay? In the Qiyamah, okay, in the day of resurrection, okay? When it happens, then inshallah you will go to the heaven, okay? Jannah, inshallah. And in Jannah, okay, if you want to get elevated, if you want to get higher ranks,
you should read the Quran in memorization.
Yeah, I've heard it says, yeah, Iqra warqa. It means recite the Quran, get in a higher position, get in a much higher position. So learning Quran is very good. Here, learn it, okay? If you don't know the Quran here, how can you recite it in the heavens? Yes? Even you will not go to the heavens, will you?
Who will say Azan in the heavens?
Oh, that will be Minhal Hussein, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. The Azan announcer will be Minhal Hussein. Right?
Me?
Or Mahdi.
No,
have you ever announced Azan?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time in Pakistan.
Okay, mashallah. In Iran as well, inshallah, to eat, okay? In every country around the world, okay, go recite, say one Azan, okay? So I know.
Plenty of Azan.
Mashallah. May Allah accept. Inshallah, in the Qiyamah, okay? In the day of resurrection as well, inshallah, you will recite Azan, okay? So, Sifatul Isti'la, as we say, it means
Isti'la.
The attribute or the characteristic of elevation. Okay? Elevation. Wanting a higher position, okay? Trying to get into a higher position. What does it mean, really?
It means like...
Like what?
The alphabet to get in a higher position.
Okay. How?
How? You should pronounce like them.
Oh, yeah, it is about pronunciation. Great.
Correctly.
It's about
and
pronunciation.
It's difficult.
Okay,
the pronunciation is difficult.
Yeah. So no, I mean, like you see, sometimes you pronounce you. If you open your mouth, it opens in two ways, either vertically, up and down, or horizontally. Yes, left to right. Do it now.
Seen.
Yeah. Seen. If you say seen, the letter seen. Seen.
It will open horizontally.
Horizontally, yeah. Left to right, yes? Okay. Everyone, seen.
Seen.
You see that it is
seen.
The mouth, the lips, okay, open left to right, right? But if you say, for example, hua.
Hua.
So it does not, yeah, vertically, it opens vertically. Understood? Yes? So, look, elevation here with the letters, it means this. When you pronounce them, your tongue, okay, just goes up. Ha. Look. Ha. And your lips open. Open.
Vertically.
Vertically. Up and up to down, yes? Understood?
No, it doesn't. My tongue doesn't go up.
Oh, maybe it has a problem. Okay.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, Sifatul Isti'la is this. When you pronounce them, okay, your lips open vertically. So, all the letters have this kind of attribute or no?
No. No, not all.
There are some letters, okay? How many letters are there that have this attribute?
Around 14.
14? How many do you think?
16.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
9.
9?
10.
Yes, 10. So.
What is the correct?
No one.
No.
No one is the correct.
Who was near?
Seven.
Seven. Great. He is correct now.
Then I was seven. Near.
Yeah. The number. Yeah.
Seven.
Okay. So, seven letters are there. Okay. That whenever you pronounce them, actually it's different. Look, when we say we pronounce them and say our mouth open. Okay, vertically, it means these letters should have fatha. Remember. This letter should have fatha or dhamma, okay? It's very it becomes very clear when it has a fatha, okay? When it has a fatha, and also remember when it has sukoon, but before it has fatha. Fatha or dhamma itself has sukoon, and also okay when the letter itself has fatha, okay? Seven letters are there, okay? So, these letters, remember. Sad.
Sad.
Dod.
Dod.
Okay, ein. Brother of Sad, yes?
Ein.
I know.
Ein.
I know. Rhein.
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 Kof.
Off.
Off.
Kof.
Ra.
Ra.
Kha.
Kha.
And?
Ba.
Ta.
Ta.
And?
Za.
La. Okay, how many letters?
Seven.
Seven.
75.
Nine.
So, one of them.
Qa.
Next one, Mahdi.
Fa.
Fa, no.
No, za, za,
za. Ta, za. Okay, za.
Ta.
Ta.
Sa.
Sad.
Sad.
Okay. Dad.
Dad.
Fa. And ghain. So, let's count. Qa.
Qa.
Sad,
Tad,
Tad,
Ta,
Ta,
Va,
Va,
Qaf,
and
Ra,
Ra. Okay, how many letters? Ghain is as well there, right?
Right?
Ghain, Ghain, Ghain. Eight letters, okay?
Eight letters. I was the closest.
And he.
Because he said 10, I said 9.
No, but I say 7.
It's 8.
So, Ra is as well here, okay? Ra. But look, because okay, if you look in the books, okay, Quran books, okay, they will not write, some of them will not write Ra, because they will say Ra has another attribute which is called tafkhim, heavy. Okay, you pronounce them heavily, and that's Ra. That's again the same as isti'la, okay, the attribute of isti'la. So now I will give some examples. So let's try to read them, okay? So everyone say. Sad with fatha,
sa.
Now with alif,
sa.
Now dad with fatha,
da.
Da. Now with, yeah, with alif now,
da.
Da. Yes. Da. Okay. Now ta with fatha,
ta.
Ta. Yes. Now ta with alif,
ta.
Now ta with la. Sorry, la with fatha.
La.
La. And with alif?
La.
La. That's great. Okay. Ghain?
Gha.
Gha. Now with alif?
Gha.
Don't say gha. Open your mouth, okay? Your mouth should open vertically. Gha. Okay, now say gha.
Gha.
So after this, whenever you see in the Quran, don't say gha. For example, we have خالدين فيها. How do you say?
خالدين فيها.
Oh, don't say خالدين.
خالدين.
That is خالدين. Okay.
Yeah, one.
So guys, so remember these seven letters, okay?
Okay.
Eight. How many letters?
Eight letters.
Okay. Or rise as well there. Okay. So let's say them once again. Ra.
Ra.
Oh, the first one. Kha.
Kha.
Ra.
Ra.
Sad.
Sad.
Dad.
Dad.
Ghain.
Ghain.
Ta.
Ta.
La.
La.
And?
Ra.
Qaf.
No, so there's nine.
Qaf. No, eight.
How are you counting?
Okay. So once again, how many letters? Once again, dear Muslim eight. Brothers and sisters, if you can take notes, that's very good, okay? So you should remember them.
Okay, give me
inshallah, we'll go to the Quran as well, okay? And we will practice them. Then you will not forget them, okay? So let's say the letters again.
Ghain.
Ha. Ra. Ra.
Sad.
So, let's read. okay. So, let's read some words now, okay? Some words I want to read. So, you have to practice after me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, خَلَقَ.
خَلَقَ.
So, remember that. Let me tell you the istifal attribute as well, okay? Istifal means lowering. You know lowering?
Oh, getting down.
Bringing down. 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 You don't need to pronounce it like خَ. You see?
Like one is getting up from stairs, a banana comes and it falls down.
Oh, very good.
I've done that.
You are. You are.
So, okay.
It happened to
remember,
me.
Remember, hey, these eight letters that they have isti'la attribute, yes? What was isti'la? Elevation attribute, okay? They want to get elevated.
The elevation.
Promotion. Yes?
The elevator.
The elevator. Okay.
Yeah, elevator. Have you seen elevator?
Yeah.
Elevator means take it takes you up, yeah?
Yeah.
You go to the elevator.
Yes, I go in one every day.
MashaAllah. Sir, you have had experience, yeah?
Sir, I live in a hotel.
Okay, great.
Really?
Yes. What? So he gets the elevator every day. He gets elevated by elevator.
You see, that's why I was late.
So, me too.
So he has to know. He has to know the elevation attribute. Oh, thank you so much. Inshallah, we will get back. Okay? No, let's take a break. Inshallah, we will get back. So, inshallah, we'll get back safe. To
after
get back safe and healthy, okay?
After
let's
one
recite
week.
A salawat, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye to one
week. Allah.
Salli ala
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil
farajahum.
I really give thanks to... So we all have to give thanks, yes?
Yeah.
We all have to give
we
thanks
all
to...
RIB
English Radio.
RIB
English Radio.
Network.
Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Thanks for holding this kind of sessions. Inshallah. Okay, let's recite a salawat, everyone. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى محمد وعلى
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma mawlaya kam min qabihin satarta wa kam min fadihin min albala'i aqalta wa kam min itharin waqayta wa kam min makruhin dafa'ta وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرتا
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part in which Imam Ali alayhi salam states Allahumma mawlay kam min qabihin satarta O Allah, O my protector, how many ugly things you have concealed. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَادِحٍ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ أَقَلْتَهِ. How many tribulations you have warded off. وَكَمْ مِنْ عِثَارٍ وَقَيْتَهِ. How many stumbles you have removed. وَكَمْ مِنْ مَكْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَهِ. How many ordeals you have averted. وَكَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَهْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَهِ. How much beautiful praise for which I was unworthy of, but you have spread about me. Dear listeners, as you have noticed, this part of the Kumail supplication starts by this phrase, Allahumma Mawlai, O Allah, O my protector. In fact, when uttering the phrase my protector in the middle of a Thursday night, the supplicant somehow feels a pleasure which is unique in the world. That is why Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, states in his prayer to Allah, I have something in my poverty that does not exist in all your property. Allah addressed him, what is that thing, Moses? And he replied, I have a Lord like you. Anyway, the supplicant continues, كَمْ مِنْ قَبِيحٍ سَتَرْتَهِ. How many ugly things you have concealed. Concealing the ugly deeds is one of the greatest blessings. It is a somehow unique mercy from Almighty Allah towards His servants. When He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, hides the ugly things of His believing servant in this world, He would certainly pay more attention to His repentant servant in hereafter. He will conceal his sins more than before.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
It is narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, مَا سُتِرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا سُتِرَ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. No ugly thing or deed of a servant is concealed in this world, except that it is concealed in the last day too. You, dear listeners, you might be familiar with some of the narrated supplications recommended by the Prophet sallallahu and his infallible household, the supplications narrated from all our infallible imams. You have seen there is continuous reference to the Almighty Allah being the concealer of faults. In these supplications, there are always good tidings for the repentant sinner. The tiding is that the merciful Allah would avoid letting his face down in this world and the hereafter. The Almighty Allah will hide his faults. The Almighty Allah will hide his sins and inform no one of his wrongdoing. And it is really interesting, since the supplicant has prepared himself to see Almighty Allah doing these things to him in this world and hereafter. He has confessed to himself being the wrongdoer to himself. He is now regretful. And he has confessed and he has said, I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me. سَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ. I have depended upon your favor toward me. Fact, the supplicant now is aware of the fact that one of the ways of attracting the Almighty Allah's forgiveness is confession to sins. So, our confession of our sins is in fact our repentance and our return to salvation. As we said, it is narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam saying, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَنْجُو مِنَ الذَّنْبِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِهِ. By Allah, no one is saved from his sins unless he confesses to the sins. And now, after the confession, the true servant is ordered by the Holy Quran not to despair of God's mercy. لَا تَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Surely, God forgives all sins together. Brothers and sisters, we will continue talking about this part of the supplication in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Peace in Life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of peace in life in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, when we talk about the peace in the life of a person, basically we are talking about a family. That person can have a peace in his life when he is having a family, and this family is basically is the cause of peace in his life. Now, this family can be only with the husband and wife, and also it can be with the husband and wife and their children. And therefore, we can see that even those couples who do not have kids and they are married to each other, they do not have that kind of peace which those who have kids, who have children. And this couple who's married and they cannot have kids and they have maybe some medical issues or natural issues due to which they cannot have kids, they always desire for having a kid. Even if they adopt a child, they do have this desire in their heart that maybe we could have our own child. So this peace which comes with the child in the house and the relation between this child and his or her mother and father, this peace only comes with the formation of the family, with having kids only. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of peace in family, in the life, peace in the life. We said that this peace can come with the child, obviously, when someone can have a child, when a couple have a child, they have more peace in their life as compared to those who do not have any children and they desire for having a child in their whole life. And that's why we can see that there are many people who refer to a doctor in order to get a child or have a child. And there are different ways which are introduced in today's science with these advancements which the science, especially the medical science, have. But obviously this peace that they are after, it comes with the child. And therefore Islam is talking about this. Islam is saying that in your Islamic lifestyle, if you want to have peace, have child. And also we have seen that, for example, if a family who have, for example, one or two boys in their family, they desire for having a girl. And on the other side, if the family only have girls in their life, they desire or they wish to have a boy as well. So basically, they want to experience both things, like having a boy and a girl in their families. And once the family has a boy and a girl, they think that the family is fulfilled and this family is complete because they have both types of kids, and the peace which they have now wasn't when they did not have either the boy or the girl. So basically this is the family. And on top of that, Islam says that inna khayra nisaikumul waludul wadud, that the best women is the ones who can have kids, who are beneficial for you, the who are basically who have mercy, and those who are loving and can have kids. So this is the best woman, that obviously she provides you peace, she provides you love.